Good morning, and how are you doing, saints and friends? Today is truly a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Our meditation today is from the King James Version, John 14th chapter, 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Many times we have read about or received a letter from a vehicle manufacturer advising repair service for a particular safety issue. These notices are recalls. The information received explains the hazards of not getting the repairs or upgrades. The explanation further guides you to locations to get the work done, and your responsibility for its completion. Now, many of us were raised in the church, and from our earliest years, we were taught the scriptures. Genesis 1:1, Psalms 23, Psalms 100, John 3:16, to name a few. We also learned about Adam and Eve, Noah, Joshua, David and Goliath, the three Hebrew boys, Daniel, the birth of Christ, his crucifixion, his resurrection and ascension, and heaven. As we committed these scriptures and stories to heart, they became our guidebook or manual of life lessons. They tell us of our Creator and his creations. We learned how he provides for us, how he protects us when we follow him, how he gives us victory when we acknowledge him and follow his directions. We learn and how to feel how he blesses us when we offer up praises and thanksgiving for all he does. These scriptures, stories, and parables are imprinted in our hearts and minds. They are for our benefit and recall. These are words of wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. They are there to get us through any situation. When challenges arise, we call on the Lord, and he will cause our memory to recall a scripture, a Bible character, or event to help us overcome the challenge. Sometimes, we don't have the opportunity to search our Bible for guidance, but the answer is there in our head and heart. Whether we have read it, heard it, through a sermon, or in a conversation, it's there. All we have to do is ask the Lord for the answer, and he will bring it to our minds. Then all we have to do is follow him to victory. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your word, dear Lord. We thank you for how it has been a lamp unto our feet and a light for our pathway. We thank you for how it has blessed our lives with the information and the knowledge of you and how you work within our lives each and every day. How you bless us, how you protect us, how you lead us, how you guide us, how you prepare us for your coming, how you check us when we're not going the right way, Father. We thank you for your word and in your Bible, Father. It's there for us. You have given it to us as a guide, and we thank you for that, dear Lord. We ask you this morning, Father, to remember our first responders as they are still on the front lines doing their best to keep us safe. We ask you to remember our law enforcement officers, our firefighters, our EMTs, our paramedics, as they provide assistance and help to those who are in most need when they need it right now. We ask you to bless them, Father, because they are under a great deal of stress, and we ask you to comfort them and their families and continue to restore them when they have the opportunity to rest and rejuvenate themselves. We ask you to remember our healthcare workers, dear Father, because the doctors, the nurses, the CNAs, the orderlies, anyone that provides care and assistance to those who are in need of medical attention. Father, we ask that you would wrap your arms around them and give them comfort and continue to give them the energy that they need to continue to bring aid to those that are in most need. Remember those on our sick list, Father, those that you have promised to stand by their side. And as you stand by their side, provide and meet all of their needs, dear Heavenly Father. They will be truly grateful. They look to you for their every need, Father, and you have provided it for them for a long time. And I know, Father, they are grateful, and we're grateful for what you've done for them. We ask you to remember our church family as we continue to shelter in place, and we ask for peace and comfort and patience and endurance to continue with this protocol. I know we all want to get out and enjoy ourselves, but Father, you are there to provide us the comfort, the level of comfort and the endurance that we need to have to stand the test. We ask for our leaders. Give them a feeling of calm as many of them are starting to show signs of stress. But do not let these stress things cause them to make improper decisions and act hastily. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor especially as she provides for us, as she provides leadership and words of encouragement and words that you put into her mouth and into her heart to give us guidance. We ask you, Father, to keep her steadfast and uplifted. We ask you, Father, to give her an extra measure of energy because she is called on to perform an abundance of tasks, and she wears many hats, but she does them because you have put her in that position, Father, so we know that you will provide her all the energy that she needs. But when she stops to rest, Father, we ask that you would give her undisturbed slumber for restoration and rejuvenation, so that she will have, when she awakes the next day, that she will be raised up with a brand new spirit, full of energy, ready to face a new day that you have created. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. We thank you for how you have kept us during this time. We give you all the glory and all the praise for every day that we receive, Father. We thank you for these things. We give you all the glory, all the praise. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do and what you're doing. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed day, saints. God loves you, and so do I.